Kahit kay haba ng lalakbayin, daang tagaroman ang magupit. Kahit ilang libong tagulanang sumapit, hinding-hindi tayo titigil. Dahil mithi dati palayain, bawat isa sa pag-alipin. Sa gitna man ang gutom, kahirapan pasakit, hinding-hindi tayo susuko. Kahit na may bagyo, kahit na may unos, kahit may libo-libong kaaway. Kahit na magapi ang isang matira, sa ating dakilang hanay, tayong manggagawa at magsasaka. Sa bayanan ay muling babangon, ipagtatagumpay ang bawat labanan sa buong daigdig.
And this is Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash. And in the background, you are listening to the Song of Hope by the KMU Singers from the Philippines. Well, you know, Ken, 14 dead, 133 arrested, hundreds missing in the violent dispersal of Hacienda Lucecita strike. This strike was not reported in this country, and we're going to find out a lot more about what has been happening with the workers in the Philippines in this, the third massacre of its kind in that country.
And to help us do that, we have on the line Roy Mahine. He's the president of the National Federation of Sugar Workers, which is allied with the KMU in the Philippines. Welcome to WBAI.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us actually what happened? I was so appalled when I read one of the Filipino newspapers and discovered that I knew nothing about this terrible massacre that has occurred.
The owner of this is the former President Aquino here in the Philippines and the Puhangco. There are two unions. One is in the Plantation Union, and that is the United Labor Union Workers Union, Hacienda Lucecita. And the other one is the Central Azucarera de Tarlac Labor Union. There was a CBA negotiation that started last July 30. This is between the management and the workers, which is 5,279. And the process of the CBA negotiation, during that CBA negotiation, 326 workers were retrenched by the management, including the nine officers and the president and the vice president. This retrench, which numbered 326 all in all, and the permanent workers here are 150, and the seasonal workers is 176. The remaining is the casual, which is 4,953. But what is important here is that during the CBA negotiation, the management has gone into laid off these workers, and that is for us a union busting. Now, the 253 out of these 326 workers has accepted the retrenchment pay, which goes along with the right to the land as an agrarian reform beneficiaries. Now, only 73 has remained fighting for their rights. On November 6, because of the management refusal to bargain, on July 6, the United Lucecita Workers Union were forced to stage a strike. This is the plantation workers. Now, because the management, when the workers around 5 a.m. in the morning were already there at the gate, the management of the Central Azucarera de Tarlac on November 6 has padlocked the gate of the entrance of the workers to the compound, to the Central Azucarera de Tarlac, the sugar mill. What happened is that these workers also in the sugar mill, with fear that they will be imprisoned or they cannot get out of the compound of the factory, so they went out on the factories. And then they joined with the plantation workers who are waging with the strike, because the Central Azucarera de Tarlac workers were also having a negotiation, and this management has also refused to bargain with these workers, both union, the United Loisita Workers Union and the Central Azucarera Tarlac Labor Union. Now, from November 6, there were 4 dispersals. The management, instead of facing the workers, the union, into a negotiating table for the demands of these 2 labor unions, the plantation union and the Central Azucarera Tarlac Labor Unions, immediately, at our surprise, the Department of Labor and Employment has issued an order because they assume the jurisdiction over the labor disputes in the 2 labor unions, the Olwo, the United, and the plantation workers, and also and the mill workers. We tried our best, the two unions, to get in touch and to negotiate with them, but they closed the door for negotiation. Instead, they hired the armed forces of the Philippines and the Philippine National Police. They went there in the area inside the compound of the Central Azucarera de Tarlac. On the other hand, beyond the fence, the gate of the central, there were thousands, around 5,000 of the plantation workers as well as the mill workers in that Central Azucarera de Tarlac. We tried our best to negotiate. There were negotiations. Instead, what happened is that on 16 of November, after they threw thousands of tear gas, and immediately a 3-month-old baby was suffocated of the tear gas. The baby died, and then when the baby died, the father of that baby, he bring it and in front of the soldiers, the armed forces of the Philippines and the Philippine National Police. But what happened, there was a water cannon, but in despite of this water cannons and canisters, tear gas canisters, the workers, the striking workers, stood their fat, not to obstructing from the soldiers, not to open the gates on the sugar mill. And then after that, the fire, sound of bullets and gunfires were coming from the soldiers inside the compound. And then the workers scampered, but while the workers were scampering and they're running on different directions, the volley of gunfires is still going on. And instantly, there were 7 fatalities and 34 injured, and 39 were missing on that incident. Then after that, they were washing their hands. There were around 1,000 soldiers inside the compound of Central Azucarera de Tarlac. Because of this assumption of jurisdiction and the commission of the Secretary of Department of Labor to employ soldiers inside the compound, which is to our laws here in the Philippines, that is illegal, and the Department of Labor Secretary has no jurisdiction to commission the armed forces of the Philippines and the PNP, these soldiers intervening on the strikes of the workers and disputes between the management and the workers. So the blood of these sugar workers, plantation workers, and these workers in the sugar mill is in the hands primarily of the owner, which is the former president of Hacienda Loisita, Corazon Aquino, her relatives, the Cohuanco, the Department of Labor Secretary Patricia Santutubas, these soldiers who shot at these striking workers, and also the president, because she is the present president now, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, because she is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Philippines here. Now, up to this moment, this Secretary of Labor and the management, because of this retrenchment, they have created what we call this company union. They have created the intra-union disputes because of the retrenchment and the selected officers, which is dictated by the management, and the Department of Labor said, insisted that they will not face or negotiate with the officers of the United Lucita Workers as well as the Central Azucarera Labor Union, because there is already that pseudo officers created by the management. In short, up to now, they don't want to sit in the negotiating table, and the demands of these striking workers are still on the air. The demands for the United Lucita Workers Union, the 100 pesos wage increase.
Roy. We also have with us, we also were able to contact Debet Castaneda, a staff writer for Bulalat, and I believe she's on the line as well. Babette?
Yes, hello.
Debet, hi.
Debet, you've been writing a lot about this strike and the massacre. What has been the reaction in the wider community? What has been the reaction in the Philippines Parliament, in the legislature? What's happening there?
There's been an outrage, really, here. I've been covering Dasha and the Lucita issue since February this year. But it is sad to note that the agrarian and labor unrest over the estate owned by the family of former President Corazon Cubanco Aquino had to take several lives before it could be given proper attention. Actually, there are 5,000 farm workers and about 600 sugar mill workers who staged a simultaneous strike on November 6th after the separate collective bargaining negotiations with the Hacienda Lucita management reached a deadlock. The plantation workers were complaining
We've gone over that material before, but what we want you to do is to build on that and talk about the reaction in the wider community, what's happening within the political process of the Philippines to address this atrocity.
The Philippine Senate will be holding another inquiry into the massacre today, and the House of Representatives will resume its investigations tomorrow. But Malacañang Palace and the president, our present president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, have been suspiciously silent on the issue. And even the church people have been suspiciously silent on the issue, because the former president, Corazon Cubanco Aquino, is close to the church people. So there has really been, but the Philippine Senate and the House of Representatives have been inquiring on the massacre that happened, and the Labor Department and the Philippine National Police and the military authorities have been pointing at each other, really. So there hasn't been any clear solution to this problem.
Debet, you've been also reporting on the economics of the situation in the sense of what the demands of the workers were for land. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, actually the plantation workers I've been talking to have been complaining that they only receive 9 pesos and 50 centavos, or only 17 cents a week for their salary. And at the CBA negotiations, the collective bargaining negotiations, they actually ask for higher wages and hospitalization benefits, but management did not seem to give in to their demands. So that's really the issue there.
Debet, were you actually a witness to this terrible atrocity that occurred?
I wasn't exactly there during that time. So I was there after the massacre happened. But I was able to view the raw footages of our friends there and my media friends there, and I would say I've been talking also to some of the witnesses.
And can you tell us what the experience was from viewing this footage?
Yes. The footages would show that the workers really were overkilled. There were around 6,000 workers that day, and they were reinforced by 9,000 residents from the Haciendas 10 barangays. But they stood their ground as about 300 policemen came, and the information that they tried to break the strikers' ranks. Upon talking to witnesses, they say one who was killed was run over by an armored personal carrier, and some others were only throwing stones at the to defend themselves, but they were shot point blank by the military.
Roy, what are the plans of the unions, of the plantation workers' unions, of the wider KMU to protest this atrocity?
Well, right now there is that massive demonstration being planned now, and this is not only here in the capital of the Philippines in Manila, but there will be a simultaneous protest and rallies throughout the Philippines here. That is also in support of this investigation today here in Congress at around 2 p.m. There will be a continue of the investigation in Congress, and on December 1, there's also in the Senate. Now, not only of this massive rallies and demonstration, but we have already prepared the complaint of a criminal case of these soldiers, including the management and the owner of the Hacienda Luisita, the soldiers, and the Department of Labor Secretary, and other government officials. We are filing on the cases, the criminal cases against them in the proper court, and also we are filing cases in the Ombudsman. And we are also having have this independent investigating commission, because people here in the Philippines has no more, they don't trust anymore of this commission or whatever investigative body created by the National Bureau of Investigation, the Philippine National Police, and other investigative body created by the government on the carnage. So we have this independent commission which is going to investigate so that the truth of the matter will have to come out of this carnage.
And DeBette, as you are on the scene at this time, what is the spirit? Are workers continuing, are peasants continuing to stay there and protest this massacre?
Actually, thousands of farm workers of the Hacienda Luisita and Tarlac continue to hold their ground at the sugar mill's main gate, which is the site where they have been holding a strike for 3 weeks now. And this is also the same site where on November 16, 7 farm workers were killed and 200 left wounded in what is now known as the Hacienda Luisita massacre. So it is good to note that the farmers have gone back to the striking area, and they say their families and their supporters remain undaunted as they continue to fight for their rights at the picket line.
Roy, the situation at Luisita, the massacre that occurred there, and the issues that were being fought over, are they unique to that area, or are there other similar situations within plantations throughout Philippines?
Yes, of course. Only last week there is this issue that also landed in the newspaper and somewhere in the Batangas, that is a province here in Luzon, with the same issue, and especially in Negros. There are many similar issues that is being waged by the sugar workers here in the Philippines and the farmers here in the Philippines. By the way, Negros is the sugar bowl of the sugar industry here in the Philippines. And the sugar lords are concentrated in Negros. And like the Aquino and the Cuhanco, they have a substantial influence in the military and also the civilian government here. and they wanted to contain the informations regarding this exploitations and oppressions of the sugar workers and farmers here in the Philippines. So there is that the National Federation of Sugar Workers is now in its final form of plan of having this massive protest in the island of Negros as well as here in Luzon with regards to this issues similar to this Hacienda Luisita, which is owned by former President Aquino.
And Debet, can you tell us more about the role of former President Corazon Aquino as well as the current president in response to this massacre?
Actually, it is when President Aquino was the president of the Philippines, when the situation of the farm workers in the Hacienda Luisita started to worsen, because they had this comprehensive agrarian reform program, and they put the hacienda under that program, but instead of giving actual parcels of land to the tenants, they actually gave stock distribution, or what they call the stock distribution option. So, they only gave the farm workers very little, only 33% of the shares. About 5,339 farm workers owned only 33% of the whole company. So, the majority, the decision making was still the family of the former president. And that was what she did when she was president, actually, to evade the land reform from being consummated in Hacienda Luisita. So that was her most critical role, actually. And today, all she said was, when the massacre happened, all she said was she was offering prayers. And they were saying that they do not have any control of the hacienda. So they actually, the president, the former president, has not actually done anything to the massacre victims or for the... media reports also here said that it was actually President Aquino, former President Aquino, who called up the President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo to enforce military operations in the hacienda and to disperse the farm workers at all costs, and that caused the massacre. And this, as I said earlier, it is very suspicious and it's very malicious that the President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo attended the APEC for 10 days, but when she arrived, she never said anything about the hacienda.
So, unfortunately, Debet and Roy, we are just about out of time. If in perhaps 30 seconds, both of you can tell us what our listeners can do here to support the workers. Again, 14 dead, 133 arrested, hundreds missing in the violent dispersal of Hacienda Luisita strikers. What can we do to help? Debet and then Roy.
They can always... pour out their support by writing letters to the government agencies, especially the Department of Agrarian Reform, the Senate, the Philippine Senate and the House of Representatives, to have a clean inquiry, a decisive, and for the president to take a decisive action on this matter.
Roy?
Yes, I also agree with Tibet about this protest letters and urging the government and the Aquino and Cojanco family to resolve the issue, to sit on the negotiating table with these two unions, so that all this problem or disputes on the labor disputes will be resolved immediately. This issue will, of course, accelerate and will heighten if there is no resolution in the near future of this problem of the plantation here. So we are urging and requesting our friends in the United States to write a protest letter and requesting this management and the government agencies to resolve the issue immediately.
I would urge all of those of you who are in unions to urge your unions to get in touch with the Filipino government and make sure there is a commission of inquiry and justice is brought to these strikers forthwith.
And to keep up on the issue, go to bulletlot.org. I'll say that, I'll give you the letters in a second. That's the web journal that Dubet writes for, bulatlat.org, bulatlat.org. We learned a lot from that, and very good writing both on this issue and other issues of concern in the Philippines.
And we've been speaking with Dubet Castaneda
and Roy Mahine, president of the National Federation of Sugar Workers in the Philippines.
And thank both of you, and take this seriously. Make sure there is a commission of inquiry forthwith. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash, and the show is
Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report. And we're going to go out with the KMU Singers, again, a song, we hope, of hope indeed.
Kahit kadama ng libong armas, ang ating hukbo ay hindi atras. Lakas ng masa ang ating sandigan, saan mang larangat digmaan.